after I spent some time in this state mentioned above, about 6 or 7 months. The sufferings increased more, to the point that I was forced to stay in bed. Often, that state of losing consciousness multiplied, to the point that I would almost not have 1 hour free. I reduced myself to a state of extreme weakness. My mouth clenched in such a way that I could not open it at all. And in the few free moments I would have, I was able to take just a few drops of some drink, if I managed at all. And then I was forced to bring it up because of the continuous vomiting which I've always had. After I remained about 18 days in this continuous state, they sent for the confessor so that I could confess. When the confessor came, he found me in that state of dozing. When I came round, he asked me what was wrong with me. Keeping silent about all the rest, and since at that time the troubles of the demons and the visits of our Lord continued, I only said to him, "Father, it is the devil." He said to me, "Do not be afraid, for it is not the devil, and if it is, Father will free you." So, giving me the obedience and marking me with the sign of the cross, and helping me to loosen my arms, for I felt my whole body petrified, as if it had become one single piece, he managed to restore the motion of my arms, and to let me open my mouth, which before had been unmovable to everything. I attributed this to the sanctity of my confessor, who was truly a holy priest. I held this almost as a miracle, so much so that I would say to myself, "See, I was prepared to die." Because I really felt ill. And if that state had lasted, I believe I would have left life. However, I remembered that I was resigned, and that when I saw myself free, I felt a certain regret for not having died.